spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
On today's show, the Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show, we're going to talk about the fourth step of the 30-day mindfulness challenge, and also the phenomenon of manthropology with Ken O'Neill. Then we're going to be joined by Dr. Fritz Musket to talk about Western disease, the consequences of lifestyle, nutrition, and low-grade chronic systemic inflammation in an evolutionary context. So let's get started. How are you doing, Ken O'Neill?
I'm doing well. That second part sounds incredible.
Yeah, you know, we try to... I shouldn't say we. It's really Ginny and now Alex Leaf is booking guests. So the reality is that they're going out there finding the shows that fit the message, if you will, of the show. So it's really great stuff. Anyway, so we're going to do the fourth installment of the 30-day mindfulness challenge, right?
Right.
And what exactly is that today?
That's, we've done standing. Oh, we've done sitting.
Sitting.
Moving. Walking, standing, and now laying down.
And this is actually the hardest, I think, because too many people, when they try mindfulness lying down, they just fall asleep.
That's right. And part of the reason is they've had training in systems that are aimed at deep sensory relaxation that's a gateway to going to sleep. So what we want to do today is, first of all, distinguish between the two. And in fact, not only distinguish, I'd like to offer them as choices because, you know, people with chronic fatigue and so on do need ways of quick napping.
Right. Power nap.
Or with jet lag.
Power nap.
Jet lag it can really mess you up. I learned years ago, in my case, when I would travel eastward, when I'd fly out of San Francisco into London or Paris, if I didn't get over it in a day, that jet lag was going to haunt me for 4, 5, 6 days.
Right.
Which means you're falling asleep in meetings.
Well, also, even if you're not falling asleep, we know from shows that we've done on sleep deprivation, even moderate sleep deprivation, causes impairment of cognitive function to the point where you're making bad decisions.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to offer both methods and even throw in a third treat about spanning mindfulness, laying down with bringing it into the dream state.
And I want to summarize something. I've been thinking a lot about mindfulness, which in and of itself is mindfulness, I guess, right?
Meta-mindfulness.
Yeah, there you go. I want to make an argument for why everybody really needs to pay attention to this a little bit deeper. After we discuss it. So let's talk about the steps for mindfulness while laying down or reclining.
Well, I'm going to assume that, for starters, that you combine it with the sitting, the moving, the standing, and maybe just do 2 minutes of each of those so that we don't draw this out and exhaust you, just enough to sort of warm up into it, and then go for 5 minutes of laying down. And what you're going to do in lying down, first of all, just sort of relax everything. Note any place that's stiff or tense, relax it. And then sink into the out-breath. As you're laying down, you'll feel your stomach rise as it fills with air. And you'll feel it depress, like a bellows depressing as you exhale. And do your one count. It's going to be real important to apply everything you've done thus far in keeping that count going, doing it laying down. because the likelihood of drifting off is much, much greater.
Yeah.
I would suggest, too, keeping your eyes open.
Really?
Oh, in this case, yeah. You close your eyes, it's just too easy.
So is it wise to pick a spot on the ceiling?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pick a spot on the ceiling. Don't hypnotize yourself with it. Keep your mind fresh and looking at it with accounting. You might even put a suggestion in there as you breathe out. One, clear focused. Two, clear vision, so that you're addressing keeping your vision clear instead of it blurring out and you having something like road hypnosis. You know what road hypnosis is?
I'm sure I've experienced it, but it's, you can be hypnotized by the road. You'll actually be attracted to the edges of the road if you're looking at them too long.
Oh, the divider lines. The lane divider lines?
Yeah.
They're excellent for, I don't know what they're called, but they're devices that play with light.
Yeah, they're reflective so that you can see the lane dividers even in inclement weather. They went to those little reflective devices.
Well, I'm not thinking of that so much. I'm thinking, you know, big time of something I saw reported out of England years ago, that certain roads that had lots of trees regularly spaced.
Right.
If you're driving along at certain speeds, the light coming through those trees acts as probably a mechanical device, a spinning wheel.
Entrainment. It's an entrainment.
That's the word. It can entrain hypnotic states. Milton Erickson used to do hypnotic inductions talking about driving down the road on a long, boring trip and the lane dividers whizzing by, making you begin to focus.
So it's almost like anything that's repetitive, that is, the repetitions are equidistant from each other.
Yes.
That causes the brain sort of to create a loop, if you will, a thought process loop, click, 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 and it hypnotizes you.
Well, in some cases, it can, with epileptics, can induce seizure.
By the way, this is the argument against LED lighting today. If any of you have gone to a hardware store recently to try to buy incandescent light bulbs, good luck. They're all gone. They're all gone. I found this out the hard way a few weeks ago. And all they want to push at you is fluorescent and LED. And both of those oscillate.
Really?
You can't see the oscillations. Yeah, LED light gains its color through frequency. Okay? These pulses are so rapid, you can't discern them. But people who have autism and epilepsy seem to have a greater degree of disturbances when in environments with fluorescent and or now LED lighting.
Wow.
Because of the entrainment process. So, anyway, sorry about that. I digress.
No, that's important to know.
So,
well, getting back, so what you want to do is prevent that entrainment. You want to remain explicitly, consciously alert and present in the counting. Now, where that can be interesting is if you start getting good at it. When you're going to bed at night or even laying there doing the practice, you can begin to wonder, when will I have this experience in the sleep state? That when I'm in a dream, I become aware of counting my out-breaths.
Mm.
And as I do that and look out into the dream,
lucid dreaming,
I begin to realize I can direct the dream. I can have choices in the dream. Now, that has a profound impact on the normal waking trance that we call reality.
Interesting. That's lucid dreaming, right? When you actually partake in the dream direction.
Yeah. There are yogas that attempt to bridge the two realms so that you're awake, whether asleep or awake by normal standards, that your consciousness becomes increasingly present.
Okay, so in summary, you're going to lay down, you're going to keep your eyes open, you're going to focus on something but not try to hypnotize yourself, and you're going to practice your mindfulness by counting your exhaled breaths
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, just like you do in all the other situations.
Well, with this, though, you're going to give yourself explicit directions to remain lucid. As you breathe out and look at that spot, you're also going to comment on how clear the spot is, how well you can see the spot, how the spot remains where it is without blurring. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about manthropology. And then at the end of the show, I'm going
to... No, no, we've got one more to do with the relaxation technique.
I'm so sorry. Okay, let's take a break and we'll come right back with more of Ken O'Neill. Stay tuned.
Your destination for the latest in health information. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin-releasing hormone. That, in turn, turbocharges how much testosterone you can make in a clinical trial. This resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show with Ken O'Neill. Go to transevolutionaryfitness.com to learn more and read more about Ken O'Neill. Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there, Ken. Part two of this mindfulness portion is relaxation, you said?
Well, this is actually not mindfulness. This is I made the distinction up front that there's a difference between laying down mindfulness and laying down deep relaxation.
Okay.
And I want to really offer them both, partly because if you know the difference, it's going to help the mindfulness or the other one. Secondly, I believe that the mindfulness, laying down relaxation is a really important technique that people will benefit from if they're living lives of stress, if they need a quick recuperation. What Erickson called time distortion and hypnosis, other people have given different names, but the truth of the matter is that in a deeply relaxed state, you can experience minutes of relaxation times as hours of by normal clock time of relaxation.
Now, when you say this, do you mean the accumulated reduction in stress?
Yes.
Accumulated, or do you mean time feels like it's passing at a different speed, if you will?
Well, the reduction in stress is accomplished as if you were spending much more time. It's also a technique that's been very successfully used for creative processing. Back in the 70s, a woman named Gay Luce wrote a book called Body Time that was a big hit. She was, and I think that was a dissertation project at Stanford. She was stuck for several years on how to write that. Gene Houston induced a light trance using time distortion, and within a half an hour in that trance, she wrote the book.
Really?
With the time distortion. Then she had to go back into it and dictate the book into a tape recorder,
wow,
which took quite a bit longer. But it's not an uncommon technique, and it works real well, and I'm throwing it out there for what it's worth. We can, in the future, develop it. But for right now, the technique is this. When you're mindful, you're focusing on keeping that count going as a way of focusing attention, of concentrating attention to be very wide awake. With a relaxation technique, you're going to do just the opposite. You're going to lay down, and I'll give you the standard technique out of yoga. Sometimes it's called the Jacobson technique. You lay down, you tense the take your shoes off, you tense your feet.
Right.
And relax them. And then you tense your ankles and relax them and begin to feel that relaxation spreading up into your calves after you've tensed them. How much deeper can that relaxation go as it radiates into your thighs, your hips? And you can feel it even deepening as your breathing lightens and becomes rich and nourishing and spreads into the muscles of your back, the neck, through your arms, and those facial muscles that we carry a lot of tension in and don't notice, just like those of the skull. And as you do that, you're going to relax just really deeply and then allow yourself to notice how more deeply relaxing your breathing has become. And you'll likely drift off into a trance state that's very much like taking a nap. You can give yourself the suggestion that you'll be in that state for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, and with a lot of surprise and delight, found that you've woken up in 5 or 10 minutes. You've set an internal alarm clock.
It's amazing how your body knows that.
It's absolutely amazing how much we know. And that's really the point of doing mindfulness or trance-type work, is to begin to tap those dormant resources that our popular culture doesn't know anything about and might even tend to laugh about.
But it's nothing to laugh about, by the way. Anybody who thinks that this is some sort of esoteric exercise that loony hippies practice, I got to tell you something. And that I want, when we're finished with this, I want to talk about my argument for why people need to pay more attention to this, especially if you expect to reach some sort of superhuman level with your body.
Some of the people we're going to be having on in the future have employed these methods for world-class results, either for themselves and or others they've coached. They include Frank Zane, 3 times Mr. Olympia, Marty Gallagher, Dr. Fred Hatfield, the first man to, at about 250 pounds, break the 1,000-pound squat record.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to the Soviet Union and studied with the Soviet masters of hidden human reserves. So what we're going to find is a recurring theme. This isn't silly stuff. This is stuff that we have not well understood and employed in our culture to our detriment in being able to achieve peak performance.
Yeah.
And now to achieve optimal wellness.
Well, and everything that goes along with it, everything in your life will get better when you learn to control your mind. And I thought a lot about the analogy I gave about the hard drive just spinning on its own randomly, accessing data that you don't really need when you are trying to find something, how hard it is to find information on your computer when it's ravaged by a virus that causes it to do all these other functions when you want it to do this. If you pay attention to your thoughts passively, you'll find that very few of your thoughts are the result of directed thinking. Most of them are, they just arrive in your brain, like unwanted visitors knocking at your door at an inopportune time. And this came to light. Elisa and I have been practicing mindfulness while doing our morning cardio, walking through the neighborhood. And instead of chatting about things, each of us independently, we're walking, we're using our steps as that metronome.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just using 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. And then every now and then a thought tries to slip in during the pause, and you just go back to counting your steps. This sounds like something that's so simple that it would be meaningless. But here's what happens when you do it long enough. And if you're walking for 40 minutes, doing it for 10 minutes at a time is really not a heroic effort. Things start to pop into your brain when you stop doing it. Thoughts that you really want, things that you've been thinking about, solutions to problems, they literally rise up to the top. And it comes back to something that I've always believed. The brain is not supposed to be running end to end, one thought to another, chaining them together, aimlessly meandering day in and day out. That is what 99% of the population's brain does. And it's why their perception of their lives are what they are.
They're fragmented.
More than just fragmented.
Chaotic?
To come back to the driving for a minute. Have you ever been driving down a road and seen something on the far left side of the road, attracted your vision, you looked at it long enough, and then when you came back to looking straight ahead, you realized you started to veer to the left unintentionally.
Uh-huh.
Whatever you focus on, you will be attracted to in life. If you focus on fearful thoughts, you will be fearful all the time. If you focus on thoughts aimlessly, then your life will not have real direction, not the kind of direction that it can have. It'll just be aimless. Okay? By employing this simple technique, I don't care if you do it laying down, standing up, sitting on your head, I don't care. If you start doing this, what came to mind for me, when I was in the mobile telephone business before cellular, we had 11 channels of mobile telephone, and the channel ready for a call had something called Mark, M-A-R-K, idle. It was a 1100 hertz tone that when you picked up your handset in your car, your channel selector scanned for that tone, locked onto that channel, sent an ANI, automatic number identification, on that gave back dial tone, and you were able to place a call. Without Mark idle, you can't find where to begin. Counting 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, whatever feels comfortable, but counting in your head is directed thought. You are choosing to count in your head. You're directing your thoughts to counting. This is the equivalent of Mark idle on an old IMTS mobile telephone system.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain is in idle. It's sitting there, and it's waiting for you to direct it to what you want. If you stop, and now you say, gee, I want to think about this problem I have, all the brain resources that are normally scattered, thinking about, oh, I didn't pay that bill, I hope my daughter has a good day at school, I'm so pissed off at my husband for what he did, so all those scattered thoughts are gone. So when you come out of Mark idle of counting, and you say, I wonder if I should hire this new guy, you'll find your resources all pointed towards one thing. You'll make better decisions, you'll make faster decisions, your life will change. Direct your brain when you're not doing anything. Direct your brain to just counting. Something as simple as counting. Your life will change, I guarantee it. And if you want to become superhuman, that everybody out there is saying, oh, do this to become superhuman. Do that. You want to become superhuman? It all starts with your brain. Everything else follows. It all starts with your brain. Controlling your thoughts, directing your thoughts. That is what makes billionaires. That is what makes successful athletes. It starts with controlling your thoughts.
Yes, and that another way of saying that is it starts with what you're conscious of. And if you're largely conscious of nothing, which means you're like the average person, 95% unconscious, think of that in terms of the span of a life. You spent most of the life unconscious.
Yeah.
Those unconscious processes are running and ruling and ruining you. When we become conscious, when we do the exercise of mindfulness, when we take it into the gym and apply it to pumping iron, we're really employing it with lots of additional stuff going on. You cannot not be successful. It's when you do everything by rote, everything by stupid, that you fail. Or, you know, are minimally successful and say that other people do better because they have better genes. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's really, I can't tell you, I can't make the argument strong enough, but doing something as simple as counting in your head instead of allowing your brain to hop from one random thought to another and taking control of your brain and how it will change your life. Give it some time. It will. You'll see. I've had some brilliant ideas. I've been able, all I can say is, since I've started practicing this, since we started talking about it with Ken, things have been crystallizing for me. And the word crystallizing, I mean well-defined, sharp, hard decisions that I've been making that I know are brilliant decisions. They're going to work really well. I didn't have these crystallized thoughts before I started counting in my spare time.
Well, and that took stuff that was in solution and dissociative and began to precipitate step by step that you weren't even aware of, the formation of those crystals until they became solid, identifiable crystals. Think of that.
Yeah.
It sets a whole process going. And the sad thing is, nowhere in our system of education, nowhere in our system of sports, nowhere in our system of health management do we have access to primary tools for self-governance. That's what we're doing here, and it's why it's so revolutionary.
Yeah. What do we want to say to this fourth installment and wrap it up so we can come back and talk about the interesting concept of manthropology?
Do it. It's important.
Okay.
Like they say in yoga, if you're going to do yoga, assume that you're a man whose hair is on fire and that you're running as fast as you can to find a pond to jump in for relief.
Mm-hmm. That's how serious you have to be about it. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. All right, let's do this. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the phenomenon of manthropology. We're talking with Ken O'Neill. His website, if you'd like to read his writings, learn more about him, or even reach out to him and ask him for consultation services, is transevolutionaryfitness.com. We'll be right back.
Throw away those muscle-building rag mags and listen to real health information you can trust.
So right now what's trending is like resistance exercise, CrossFit. So he's like, well, I'm going to write an article that will make all of those people go, what? There are people out there who are trying to convince themselves that heavy resistance training is not good for you. They want to be substantiated by why they don't go into the gym and do any kind of work. In order for you to get rhabdomyolysis, you have to be an extremely well-trained athlete who pushes your body beyond the point of no return. And even then, you may not get rhabdo.
Only on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
They couldn't get rhabdo if I said, get rhabdo and I'll give you $1 million.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy per colostrum,
Coba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ASEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ASEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ASEA banner ad today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Take a better dance now.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Ken O'Neill. This is the Transevolutionary Fitness Radio Show. So manthropology is a term coined by Peter McAllister in his book, right?
Right.
But it really is interesting that more people aren't talking about this. And this really comes to speak to the phenomenon that I've talked about on the show. I inappropriately called it devolution, but was corrected when I did the interview with Dr. Daniel Lieberman. The correct term is disevolution. But the reality is that as a species, we are getting worse, not better, right?
Right, right. In the case of McAllister's work, let me digress. I waited probably 2 years to get the book. It was published in Australia, and I think those old Commonwealth printing laws are still in force, so North American publication and distribution took a while. And it was infuriating because there's a video version, an hour-long video on Fora TV, I think it's on Vimeo now too, of McAllister talking about the book. And I would hardly recommend everyone out there in radio land find it and listen to it, watch it, because McAllister is both brilliant as a scholar and ready for primetime stand-up comedy. He's very entertaining. The subtitle of the book, The Science of Why the Modern Male is Not the Man He Used to Be.
But I want to put this in context for a second.
Yeah.
It's not just the modern man. It's the modern woman. It's the modern child. It's everybody. There is this.
Well, it's the modern human being.
Yes, thank you.
But he's picking on the male image, in part because our action figures, our fantasy figures, have gotten huge. He notes that the original G.I. Joe, at a time when the average male bicep was 11.5 inches, sported a 12.5-inch arm. By 1998, that arm had grown 3 times. It's up to close to 40-inch bicep now.
Huh.
Talk about fantasy. Where do you find that sort of action figure in the real world? I'm going to read a couple of short paragraphs from the beginning of
Please.
The book to give you a flavor. Prologue, The Worst Man in History. If you're reading this, then you, or the male you have bought it for, are the worst man in history. No ifs, no buts, the worst man, period. How can I be so sure? As a paleoanthropologist, Greek roots, paleo, ancient, anthro, man, logi, science, it's my job to study people, including men, from way back in our evolutionary past until today. It's been my work for many long years to mark them, measure them, research them, and describe them. And those years have convinced me that all is not well with the male of our modern species. Not well at all. As a class, we are, in fact, the sorriest cohort of masculine Homo sapiens to ever walk the planet.
Hmm.
And since any man reading this, or woman reading it about him, is by definition a modern one, I confidently repeat, you are, or he is, absolutely the worst man in history. I know, such sentiments aren't exactly helpful right now. In these times of masculine crises, of falling sperm counts, accelerating job losses, waning libidos, and fading masculine relevance, men are not looking to be challenged. They are looking for a messiah, a savior, someone who will soothe them with their battered egos, restore their lost virility, and set them back up where they think they once belonged, at the top of the gender chain. Sorry, I'm not that man. In the words of another man, one who really was a messiah, I have not come to you to make peace among you, but war. I have come to turn father against son, brother against brother, and friend against friend. I have come with a sword of science in my hand to demonstrate that every terrible little doubt you have ever had about yourself is completely and utterly true.
Hmm.
I have come, in short, to rub it in. And he does that. The book doesn't go in such a negative tone. It's actually a fascinating read.
Well, let's talk about a couple things.
Yeah.
We know that during the Ice Age, we had bigger brains than we do today. And if you want to look at our brain as the hallmark of the species evolution, we have smaller brains today than we did in prehistoric times. So that's the first thing that I point to. The second thing is, we are clearly weaker. Ori Hofmeckler talks about this in Unlocking Your Muscle Gene.
Right.
He talks about how our Homo sapien, no, actually Homo erectus ancestors were so much stronger than we are today. The women were stronger than the men are today. The women of that era were stronger than men are today. So, when you look at a species, one of the indicators that it is progressing is it's getting better, stronger, bigger, and so we're not. We're getting sicker, weaker. Our brains are smaller today. Our children are born unhealthy and develop diseases at younger ages. Disevolution is in full effect. And he points it out eloquently here, focusing on men. I love how he says, Neanderthal women would have beaten Arnold Schwarzenegger in an arm wrestle. A philosophical investigation of why 50 Cent, the rapper, would bomb in a battle rap if he was put against the poet Homer. We look at these people of yesteryear, and we really can't, when we try to compare them to ourselves today, we find out that they were superior to us. That's not the way. We should be getting better, not worse. What the hell's going on?
Well, we're dumbed down and watered down. I remember E.O. Wilson said someplace, he's the father of social biology. He said in an interview with Rebecca Castro, author of the book, what is the book?
Well, go on. The point is
that we have Paleolithic brains, we have medieval social organizations, and we're in charge of high technology. It doesn't work. We've not socially evolved beyond centuries ago.
Right.
And I think that's the main crux, because our brains are wonderfully educable. You know, in one way, the cultural education of a college graduate is such that they absorb in 22 years more knowledge than the world had 100 or 200 years ago.
Right.
So I wouldn't discount our capability. I would discount how we direct it.
Yeah. I mean, I got to be honest with you. This is a lightning rod statement, but the fact that prejudice is still alive in our society shows that we are really, as you point out, backwards. We are culturally retarded. The fact that it still exists today means we are culturally retarded. So,
in many ways.
It harkens back to the days when people were burned at the stake for believing in one religion over another. I mean, it's like these are medieval mentalities that we still carry today, along with our super powerful iPhone that's stronger than, you know, the biggest computer of the 50s.
What's alarming to me is how much of that medievalism is alive and well in our political system. We're in another year of political races, and the rhetoric that flies around. I mean, one thing that appalls me is the idea that anybody that speaks more than one language needs to be remedied into speaking only one language. Most of the people that were my mentors growing up were fluent in 8 or 10 languages, classic and modern. And I always felt I had a deficit because I wasn't raised that way. And, you know, and it's not that it's intellectual prowess. Each language that you speak encodes reality differently. I can say things in Japanese that cannot be translated to English simply because Japanese has over 300 distinctions between smells. We don't have a single smell word in English. Think of what that does to your perception of the world.
What about fart? No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry. I had to dumb it down for a second. I'm sorry. That's a uniquely American word. No, but you know, and I believe that vocabulary affects the process of articulation, and articulation affects the process of complex thinking.
Yes.
I mean, if you look at, I'll tell you something that's, if you look at highly intellectual and highly intelligent people, they have some interesting common characteristics, right? They talk more about concepts than people, right? Simple-minded people talk about people. Oh, so-and-so said this about me. But people who are highly intelligent, they talk about concepts. They talk about conceptualizing things, number one. Number two, highly intelligent people tend to be a lot more liberal. And I don't mean political terms, liberal in the things that they accept or consider acceptable in life. Like they are more live and let live kind of people, where you have the more ignorant people, they tend to be more dogmatic and doctrine is more important than critical thinking and so on and so forth. And the other thing that I find is people who tend to be more intelligent tend to be less sexually oppressive and oppressed. They tend to be more open-minded about the body and the beauty of it. And the people who tend to be more ignorant are more, they're more, what's the word I'm looking for, rigid about sexuality and so on and so
careful.
Forth. Yeah. And when you look at this country, right, especially the United States, I mean, full frontal nudity, a parent won't take their child to a movie where there may be lovemaking, two human beings caressing each other in a loving embrace, about to have sex, but they'll take their child to a movie where a guy shoots and kills 37 people as he's trying to reach his destination in this action-packed movie. I mean, what does that say about our culture?
Well, the depiction of carnage in films facilitated by high tech has become horrible.
Yeah.
You know, blood splattering, you know, just every...
More graphic and more graphic.
Celebration of sadism.
Yeah, but God forbid your kid sees two people kissing and embracing like they're going to have sex. Oh, that you're a horrible parent. We have to take a break. We have to take a break. Let's stick with this. We'll come back on the other side. We're talking with Ken O'Neill. His website is transevolutionaryfitness.com. Go there or be square. We'll be right back.
Not only does he poke holes in corporate lies, he tears them a new one.
All of the associated companies that say that GMO labeling is unfair to them cite that it would cost too much money to change the label on the box. But meanwhile, they spend millions and millions fighting labeling. Why don't they just use that money to label the boxes?
His name is Carl Lenore.
And keep in mind, Madeira, the province of Portugal, Switzerland, India, and Thailand have all banned, B-A-N-N-E-D, the sale and growth of genetically modified foods in their countries because they prefer to wait for more research to come out before they subject their citizens to it.
On Superhuman Radio.
Everybody deserves to know what they're eating. This is nonsense.
The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength. Gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10. Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase four jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. A little bit later in the show, we're going to be joined by Dr. Fritz Muskeet as we talk about Western disease, the consequences of lifestyle, nutrition, and low-grade chronic systemic inflammation in an evolutionary context. So you don't want to miss that at the top of the hour. Right now we're talking with Ken O'Neill. This is the Transevolutionary Fitness Radio Show, and we're talking right now about manthropology. But really what we're talking about is disevolution. The fact that the species is getting worse, sicker, brains are getting smaller, people are getting weaker. And you know what? You said something a moment ago about how politics seems to perpetuate some of these negative cultural aspects that we've dragged with us for the past 500 years. And I want to speak to that for a second, because it's not accidental. I believe that politics uses the divisionary tactics to divide the population at times where they want to mobilize opinions, and they perpetuate that. And we need to stop. It's like if a 5-year-old walks up to you and says, "You're stupid, you're ugly," do you shout back at that 5-year-old, "Hey, shut up, I'll kick your ass, you little..." No, you look at them, you think, oh, it's a 5-year-old, and you smile, and you think to yourself, well, you got to take it from where it comes. We need to start looking at politicians this way. There are no good politicians out there. I'm sorry. They're all corrupted or corruptible.
They're all attorneys.
Yeah, thank you. I hate to single out attorneys, because there are good attorneys out there. They really are.
They're MDs, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, but... You know what? The reality is, once you decide to become a politician, you know you're going to have to make a lot of promises, tell a lot of lies. That's the bottom line.
Well, on a sarcastic day, I would note that, in my opinion, FDA, USDA, and Congress are wholly owned subsidiaries of large monopolies that manufacture food and pharmaceuticals.
Of course they are. We see that now. Look at the revolving door between government and companies like Monsanto or industry and the FDA. I mean, we see that now. We know that. And the fact that people even think their vote counts is I don't know, it's saddening to me, because I still vote. But I vote with, like, tongue in cheek, like it's really going to make a difference.
Well,
you know, the last bastion of your strength in voting is in your dollar. I say that all the time, and it really is.
Well, I agree with that. And the major purpose in my mind in developing transevolutionary fitness is educational. It's educational as a contribution to a grassroots revolution. And I don't expect big numbers there. If we get 10 or 20% of the population that is investing their lives, their imagination, their passions in a sustainable future, one that's congruent with what we know about evolutionary epigenetics that are required for healthy, thriving children, adults, aging, then we're doing something. I don't in any major way buy into the view that we're going to have a major social transformation in healthcare. More than 50% of the domestic national product is tied up in healthcare,
right,
and the disease creation and maintenance. Why would it be an oligarchy permit its own unraveling? It doesn't make sense.
Right. And but, now, and believe me, there's so much depends on healthcare today, and the money changing hands in the healthcare scheme. That it can't just go away now. It can't. But like I say on the show all the time, the new evolutionary selection pressure is where you get your information from. And you can choose to be part of that or not be part of that. But you, it takes some critical thinking. It takes some research. It takes some hard work.
And it needs a guiding image. Joseph Campbell pointed out that any culture without a guiding mythic image that inspires is a dying culture. We don't have one. We have an image of victimization due to our genes and the necessity of going to a class of high priests, experts, that know more about you than you do.
Yeah.
And from an evolutionary point of view, that's nonsense. We need to become champions and masters of our own fate. We need an image that says, and it's there. It's there in evolutionary biology. It's there in Salk's metabiology, metabiological evolution. We have the mind. We have the mental capability. Let's develop it and use it. When it gets down to our body, the articular bulbs of our bones are exactly the same as Homo erectus. Where we're shafted is the shafts. The shafts are not developing because they develop as an effect of muscular workload.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got the capability. Our disevolution is social.
Right.
It's emotional. It's not genetic. Not for a damn sight. So what are we going to do about it?
Listen to this show. That's where it starts. Start counting your steps. Start being mindful. Force your brain to think of things. Direct your brain. Don't let your brain direct you. These are all the starting steps of this.
You know, it's really rewarding to me. People are starting to seek me out for consultation, for mentoring. They're wanting to gain muscle, but they're now wanting to gain it in the context that transevolutionary fitness is about, in terms of their own health and well-being. I can't tell you how relieving that is. Instead of some quad coming that wants to pack on a lot of bulk and look good at the beach, these are people that want to get some bulk, like an IRA for longevity, that don't want to be shelling out money to the doctor bills in hospitals, that want to be healthy. Can you imagine how rewarding it is to hear that?
Yeah, it is. It means there's hope. There's the population out there of people like us, and there's hope. We have to pull the plug on this.
It means that your life has been invested with character as well.
Right. We have to pull the plug on this interview, but I want to give a sneak peek that we are going, am I correct, we're going to have Frank Zane on with us next week.
That's the plan.
So for those of you who don't know who Frank Zane is, look him up. For those of you who do, he's going to be on the show next week because he is a devotee of mindfulness, meditation, a very, very deep thinker. And here's a deep thinker that had a physique that today still people look up to.
5 years ago, Iron Man magazine did a reader survey. 26% held Zane's physique to be the best. Anyone from a place second through, I think, sixth were less than 10%.
Amazing. And he'll be on next week with us. Ken, thank you today for all
thank
that you did.
Thank you, Carl.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next week. All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise Choice Medicine. Medicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today. Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you can purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Western diseases. Yes. The consequences of lifestyle, nutrition, and low-grade chronic systemic inflammation in an evolutionary context is the discussion now with Dr. Fritz Mesquite. How you doing, Dr. Mesquite?
I'm fine, thank you. Can you hear me well? Because
yes.
Well, you're not that clear to me at this moment.
I'm not clear to you?
Yeah, well, now it is, yeah.
Okay. That's because the music was playing behind us. But anyway, so we're talking to you all the way from the Netherlands. Thank you for joining us today. Let's talk about this study that your group did. First of all, what was the reason that you even looked into these issues?
Well, to tell the truth, I've been in healthcare for a very, very long time, and when you realize that, and that's becoming more and more clear today, that 95% of our diseases are caused by abnormal lifestyle, then sometimes you think, well, what are we doing actually in healthcare? We are just treating people, and we are not doing anything in prevention. And for that reason, well, we always had an interest in evolution, so we tried to approach the whole idea from an evolutionary point of view, going back to what we were in the past and on which our genes were actually evolved. So the environment of the past might be the best for telling us what kind of lifestyle we should have nowadays. And that was the starting point of the review.
How far back did you go to find a point in time that we could use as a benchmark for perhaps the evolutionary perspective?
Well, one of the most remarkable things that happened during human evolution is our enormous brain growth. And if you go back to the common ancestor that we have with the chimpanzee, which is something like 6 million years ago.
Right, 6.5 million, yeah. Right, yeah.
Yeah, right. In that period of time, well, humans, let's say our ancestor, had something like 400 milliliters of brain. And that really started to grow about 2.5 million years ago. That was in the time of Homo erectus.
Right.
and at that time started the Paleolithic area. That ended, let's say, with the agriculture revolution in Mesopotamia, the current Iran, Iraq, something like 10,000 years ago. And that period of time is probably the most important with respect to the kind of genes that we still have today, because 10,000 years ago, when we started to act quite strange and have set the whole environment to our hands, that 10,000 years ago is really not very much time on an evolutionary point, on an evolutionary scale.
Right.
So that means that our genes are actually adapted to the environment that we had in East Africa, because that's where most of these things happened, between 2.5 million years and 10,000 years ago, and trying to reconstruct what we have been doing in that environment in that period of time must give us some clues what our genes are adapted to and how we should live. And that's the, let's say, that's the kind of starting point that Professors Eaton and Cordain in the United States have started with their Paleolithic area idea. And we just followed on that and tried to find out what exactly the important issues are for a healthy lifestyle.
So after doing a review of all of the available information and papers that were out there, what did you come up with as the short list of lifestyle factors that are leading to the westernized diseases?
Well, as we look at it, we identified six major ones. And let me just list those to you.
Please.
That's, of course, diet. That has to do with physical activity. We're talking about chronic stress and also a chronic insufficiency of sleep. We are talking about an unhealthy environment in the sense of the kind of air that we breathe, and some people start smoking and they actually pollute their own microenvironment with that. And finally, we have to do with the bacterial flora. And all of these major factors that we have recognized have to do with each other. Let me just give you an example. If you are chronically stressed, you're probably going to smoke, or at least some people do, and you might sleep not that well. So you have insufficient sleep. You get up at night, and you go to the refrigerator and eat something that you shouldn't be eating at that moment. And for that reason, you get an abnormal bacterial flora in your gut. And you might not feel that well and do not engage into sufficient physical activity. So all of these factors have to do with each other. And while what we are doing at this moment with respect to research, we are researching each of these factors as a single entity. For instance, we are doing intervention studies with, let's say, something like fish oil. But that is still hoping that there is some kind of magic bullet for our health. And there's probably not such a thing, because fish oil is just one of, let's say, the nutrients that are in fish, and fish itself is composed of much more healthy nutrients than just fish oil.
Right.
So we have a kind of reductionist view with respect to the kind of lifestyle that we live, and we have to go back and change all of them at the same time. There's not some such a thing as a magic bullet.
Now, this paper that you produced was a cooperative production between your institution in the Netherlands and one in Spain, correct?
No. The first author is a PhD student of mine, and she is from Spain.
Oh, okay.
But that was not a cooperation with Spain. No.
Okay. I apologize. I get the reason I'm asking that is because, so in the United States, a lot of people have been talking about this fact that the diseases of modernity are a result of humans living a mismatched life for what they were designed for. And, I mean, I had Dr. Lauren Cordain on my show for the first time in 2006. We've done so many shows about this now that I don't even know where I could start to point at. And I'm sure that a lot of people who are listening to this information and seeing how it changed their own outcomes in health and life and so on, they get it. But the majority of Americans, I'm just talking about America for a second, don't understand this at all, number one. Number two, infrastructure of industry and government and commerce has no interest in perpetuating this message because there's a lot of money being made on chronic disease and illness, and no one is altruistic enough to say, okay, we've exploited the population long enough. Now we have to tell them the truth. And lastly, people don't want to change their lifestyles. So is it any different there in the Netherlands? Does the government there understand this? Is policy being created so that prevention is more important than treatment of chronic diseases there?
No, it's the same here in Holland, and I guess all over the world it's the same as like in the United States. Well, I think that if you just ask any doctor what is the best kind of medicine, he or she will tell you that it is preventive medicine. But the problem is that most of the doctors have just learned to treat with drugs.
Right.
And that's what they will do. I mean, let me just give you the example here in the Netherlands. If you look at the average medical doctor, how such a person is educated in university, he or she didn't have more than, let's say, something like 25 hours of nutrition. So how do you expect those people, if they are confronted with a person who is actually fat, how do you expect such a person to give the right advice? Sometimes they just send such a person to a dietitian, and with the dietitians, they get very conservative advice. Everybody knows that if you eat more protein, that you will lose weight. Why is that? Because, you don't have that much hunger. And that has been shown repeatedly, but it is still not, let's say, an advice that comes from the official government. That,
right.
That takes a very, very long period of time. And it is, as what you say, that most of the people are reluctant to do something with lifestyle, and especially the government, because they do not know for sure that their investment into research that should be done will pay off in the end. So they want to have return on investment, and the same holds true for insurance companies. If they are going to invest into this thing that everybody knows is that important, they want to know on forehand that they get back, that they get their money back. And it is just what you say. It is very difficult to change people's lifestyle, and for that reason, nobody does anything, and we just go on treating all the diseases that come out of this, that lifestyle that we are living. And everybody is complaining about healthcare insurance and how unhealthy people are living.
Right.
So it's a very strange vicious circle that we're talking about, and you cannot patent, food. The profits on foods are very low, and that means that everybody will just start with drugs. Let me just give you one example.
Please.
In the past, there were intervention studies with fish oil in secondary prevention from cardiovascular disease. There was the GISI study, big study, Italian study, that was positive. So if you treat those people with 1 gram of fish oil on a daily basis, you could see relative to placebo that it was less mortality, cardiovascular mortality, and mortality. Now, they have tried to do this, to repeat these kinds of studies quite recently. There have been something like 5 big studies out from the United States, from Germany. Various countries have looked at it, and they're all negative. Well, what is the reason? Well, the most probable reason is that we are now treating these people with drugs, and we have the statins, we have the ACE inhibitors,
right.
We have everything. So if you have had a myocardial infarction, you will be treated with something like 6 drugs or so on.
Right.
And that means that on top of that, there is no advantage of treating with fish oil. Now, what did we effectively do? We changed lifestyle, in this case, fish oil and diet. We changed it for drugs. Because for drugs, you can very nicely prove that, in a single study, just give the drug relative to placebo that it works. And then it's registered, and after that, you cannot get any medical ethical committee to agree with you to do just the lifestyle intervention because the drug works. You're not going to withhold such a drug from
right.
the person.
Right.
That's a very frustrating thing that is happening right now all over the world. Nutrition and lifestyle in general, even the psychiatrists have big problems with that because how are you, if you're going to treat chronic stress with just running therapy or whatever, you have to compete with SSRIs and all kinds of other things. And, it's no match. That's
yeah.
the problem.
Yeah, no, so, I agree.
I hope that governments will see what is happening and the public will see what is
and
happening.
It has to come from the public. It has to come from people pushing back. Because if people don't push back, they won't change anything because the financial model works so well. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more with Dr. Fritz Mesquite. I want to talk more about inflammation for a second, chronic inflammation when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Carl Lenore.
The FDA has exceeded all of its previous levels of being sinister and corrupt by trying to poison this country by forcing us to eat genetically modified foods without knowing they're GMO foods while trying to obstruct our access to natural foods that are grown right in our hometown.
Empowering the people and telling it like it is.
They're corrupt, they're sinister, they're disgusting. And we're never going to have a politician with any real chutzpah to stop the FDA. That's the sad part. So we have to stop them ourselves. The pressure has to push back. Keep supporting your family farm.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ICEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ICEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ICEA banner ad today. Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
lead.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Fritz Musket, and we're talking about Western diseases, lifestyle, diet. One of the things I want to talk about real quick is the role of chronic inflammation in the from an evolutionary perspective. So is chronic inflammation something that we've only experienced now in the since the Industrial Revolution, or did our ancestors suffer from any type of chronic inflammatory response like we have today?
Probably not from a chronic situation. I mean, of course, they got inflamed by all kinds of infectious diseases, and many of those died in the first years from that. And for that reason, those populations, on the average, did not get that old. But that's completely different. Let's say the acute inflammation that you get from any bacterial or viral infection or maybe a parasite, that's different from chronic inflammation than the ones that we experience today. Because what has emerged lately is that that inflammation and metabolism are intimately related. So if you get inflamed, you have to change your metabolism. One of the main reasons for that is that you have a big brain, and that brain is consuming 130 grams of glucose on a daily basis, and you need that because if your brain doesn't get it, you're dead. It's quite easy. So the problem is that we do not have that much glucose on board, and when you get inflamed, your immune system, of course, also has to work. And that means that your immune system is going to eat a lot of nutrients as well. Mm. And what not many people know is that our immune system works for 50% on glucose. It cannot do otherwise. That means that your brain and your immune system are at that moment in competition. And that means that the limited amount of glucose that we have available should very sparsely be used. That means that other cells that can also work on lipids have to turn their metabolism to just lipid metabolism. And all the changes because of an inflammation that occur afterwards, we have been looking at it for quite some time as what we call dyslipidemia. And we were talking about cholesterol, we were talking about high triglycerides, etc. And actually, all of these things are down in the pathophysiological cascade. And everybody knows that you should target a cause and not treat an effect. And that's what we have been doing for ages, I would say, because we target at cholesterol, but the real problem is low-grade inflammation, because that's on top of, that's actually above the cholesterol issue. So now that it's becoming clear, the question is, where is this low-grade inflammation coming from? And it is chronically also. And that is nowadays identified as within the six factors that I just named to you, because our lifestyle is completely filled with inflammatory and also anti-inflammatory factors. For instance, we do know that that smoking gives an inflammatory reaction, right. And we know that fish oil, for instance, gives an anti-inflammatory reaction. Right. So it is all about balance. Let me just give you an example of the six major lifestyle factors. Within diet, we have a lot of inflammatory and anti-inflammatory components. If you start exercising, you will get an immediate anti-inflammatory reaction, so that sounds good. We do know that the bacterial flora might induce inflammation in the gut, and many people have that problem in the gut because they have a strange diet. We know that chronic stress, not acute stress, I mean, acute stress is fine. You get some stress, and after that you release it. But if you go on pushing that whole system to a chronic situation, you have a constant inflammatory reaction. Insufficient sleep is the same thing. If you keep people out of their sleep, so you have sleep deprivation, you can show that they are starting an inflammatory reaction. So our lifestyle and the six factors and all the sub-factors that are involved are all working together to get us into the situation of low-grade inflammation. And that's exactly what we should target. I mean, we do know that more than 95% of the diseases that we have in the Western countries are because of environment and the way that we live in it. And all of them come together in the common denominator, and that's low-grade inflammation.
So low-grade inflammation is something that is very unique to us, to our population today then, right? I mean, probably for the past, I kind of feel like back in the mid-1800s, we embraced chemicals. We started to use chemicals a lot more, becoming in contact with chemicals a lot more. I feel like that has contributed a lot to the low-grade inflammation. Also, the diet. We know that lots of foods cause an immediate inflammatory response in the body, and this can also be seen by activation of the IgG portion of the immune system, where you have this low-level immune system response that could take days and last weeks, as opposed to the acute reaction that causes anaphylactic shock. I feel like those things that cause low-grade inflammation that linger are probably more damning than something where you go, oh, I'm allergic to that, I get very sick, I'll avoid it.
Yes, right. I mean, if it was an immediate reaction, you could link the way that you live with the outcome that you do not feel well. But the problem with low-grade inflammation is that it doesn't give you any symptoms.
Right.
It gives you the disease in 30 years of time. And for that reason, it is also very difficult to show that all of these factors produce these kind of inflammatory reactions and the diseases in the long term. So it is, let's say, an assessment in the long way. I mean, it's not an acute thing because, I mean, if you eat something wrong and you get sick immediately or somebody dies, you see the connection.
Right.
But not if you have it on a very long period of time. And then, let's say, after 30 years, you suddenly come up with diabetes type 2 or something like that, you know?
Right.
And that's the problem. I mean, people nowadays want to have proof, and they want to have randomized controlled trials. Now, how are you going to conduct a 30 years randomized controlled trial showing that lifestyle, produces these kinds of things? You're going to, divide a group into a random one that is going to have a nice lifestyle and the other one a rotten one, and in 30 years we're going to see who is doing better. I mean, we cannot prove it, and
right.
That's the problem. We nowadays are talking about evidence-based medicine, and that's okay if you are talking about drugs, but how can I prove that vitamin D in 30 years will give you some kind of disease that we're pretty sure of that it has to do with it? We cannot do that, and we still demand to have these kinds of studies, and for that reason we're in kind of vicious circle. And at the same time, you see that the cardiologists are nowadays trying to produce even more potent vitamin D analogs, and they're going to treat their patients with that. And guess what? I mean, the pharmaceutical industry is going to be very powerful. They're going to show that, in the end, that some kind of drug, looking like vitamin D, will do something good. And then we're going to market it, and we have, again, replaced, let's say, lifestyle, in this case, moderate sunshine exposure, to a drug, and
right.
That's quite frustrating if you realize what's ongoing. Not many people realize that is ongoing.
Right.
We are going to end with drugs in the drinking water or whatever because it will do us good.
Yeah, I know it's very disheartening because everything comes down to the pharmaceutical agenda at the end because they're funding everything, they own the politicians. I mean, it's scary, but people have to make their own decisions. I'm a huge proponent of critical thinking, and it really comes down to people. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about this notion that people like to, within the pharmaceutical and medical orthodoxy, like to say, well, the problem is we're living longer. And I want to discuss that because you mentioned about how, you know, if a lot of people died in the first 10 years, 12 years of life. And I want to get deeper into this when we come back. So stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We shall return.
He's asking the right questions at the right time.
I don't care what side of this you're standing on, that GMO is good for us, GMO is bad for us. The truth of the matter is nobody knows the answer. Is it fair to subject this world to this experiment, which may have undeniable, unknown consequences that will be irreversible?
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use AuraMD. AuraMD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of AuraMD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the AuraMD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but AuraMD, and neither should you.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Fritz Musket, and we're talking about diseases of modernity, Western diseases, how they are linked to lifestyle, diet, inactivity, poor sleep. And really, when we look at this against the evolutionary backdrop, we realize that it all comes from us living lives that we were not designed to live. It's like, you know what? A termite can eat wood. A baby can't. You wouldn't feed a baby wood, right? Take an animal that is nocturnal. You keep it up all day long. All night long, it dies. If you force things to live unnatural lives, their lives are shorter. Now, the medical orthodoxy loves to point to, when they talk about these diseases, Alzheimer's disease, the high rate of breast cancer, cardiovascular diseases in general, neurological disorders, they always like to say, well, The problem is we're living longer. And I've said on this show, that's a lie. If we were living longer, we would have people living to be 130, 140 years old, because you can go back to recorded history and see that we have lived into our 7th, 8th, 9th, and even 10th decade of life successfully. Once we got past that critical point, usually up to about the age of 15 years old, where we were more prone to dying of infectious diseases, and obviously injury took a lot of lives because we didn't have the capabilities to deal with some of these injuries. But what would you say to the people who say, well, Doc, the reason that we have all these diseases is because we're living longer today?
Yeah, that's a favorite misconception. I know that counter-argument very well because I'm confronted with it all the time as well. Well, let's just have a look why we actually live longer. And if we say that we live longer, that's the average. Let's not forget it's the average. That means that if somebody dies immediately after birth, another one has to become 120 years in order to get the average to 60 again. And that's the misconception, because people do not understand what the traditional living people actually die from. And as you just mentioned, that's mostly infectious diseases at the early age. If you survive the early age, from especially infections of the gastrointestinal tract and from the lungs, then you have a pretty good chance to get old as well. And other factors were, of course, violence, as what you just mentioned, that is between tribes and also within tribes. If you look at traditionally living populations, then sometimes you see that some of them even kill their children. That there was a lot of violence in the past, and nowadays there is less violence, although you might not realize that if you look into the newspaper, but there's much less violence. A third one is famine. It is not that long ago that there was enormous famine in India, and a lot of people were dying, and we had to come up in the world population in order to donate food, etc., to India. And everybody thinks that it is just lack of health care that we are talking about with respect to mortality in traditionally living population, but that's not true. I mean, if you just give to Africa clean drinking water, the people will have more chance to survive their early ages, and then they get older. And we have we have done studies in Africa, and if you just go in such a Maasai village, you will see old people as well. They are quite skinny. I mean, they are not fat. They are pretty well respected by the population because they are the elderly people. I mean, these people live very happy, and they are not put in old age homes, etc. So it is a very popular misconception that I'm confronted with all the time as well. But people do not realize why we get older nowadays. But what they do not know, at least in the Netherlands, for instance, well, the average that the life expectancy nowadays is something like 85 or 80, independent if you're a man or a woman.
Right.
But what people do not realize is that the number of years that we live without chronic disease is actually declining. Let me just give you some figures for the Netherlands. The average number of years that men will live without chronic disease in the Netherlands is 48 years.
Oh,
and
my
for
God.
Women, it's 42.
That's terrible.
And we do know that women get older than men. That means that women are actually living longer with chronic disease. And it has two aspects. One of them is that it's, of course, a tragedy for the person concerned. But the second thing is that we cannot afford anymore because we have to treat all these people. And as a society, that is a very heavy burden. And if you realize that, you know that we have to do something in prevention. If we do not do it now, we have to do it in the future. And we have to insist on that because you see that the pathways are leading to a completely different story because everybody's jumping into genetics. And I have nothing against genetics because it's really smashing what these people are doing. It's highly interesting. But if you look at genetics with respect to a primary role in diseases of human beings, that's just the inborn errors of metabolism. So people who are born with a gene that didn't kill them prior to birth, but they get diseased. PKU is an example. Sickle cell disease is one of those. So that's what we call inborn errors of metabolism. Well, a little bit strangely, because mostly they're adapted for something different. Like, for instance, sickle cell disease is adapted for combating malaria, but nevertheless.
Okay, I was just going to say that. No, wait, don't gloss over that, because I was just going to say something about that. People don't realize that the development of sickle cell disease was a response to mosquito infestation and the development of malaria. It actually was, it actually gave individuals immunity to malaria. So we look at sickle cell, we look at sickle cell disease and we go, oh, you know, this disease, that actually was an evolutionary gift to people who lived in continents where mosquitoes were sucking the blood out of everybody and people were dying from malaria.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's not just sickle cell disease. There are something like 1,000 different mutations known that that probably gives you some protection against malaria. And the reason is that the malaria parasite, falciparum, Plasmodium falciparum is much older than the human being, but it was never adapted to the human being. I mean, we got into the swamps, etc., so that we were infected with this Plasmodium. So it is much older than we are, but we do not have an answer to that parasite, and for that reason we have to adapt. I mean, that's what Darwin actually said. I mean, you have to adapt to the conditions of existence. So the new conditions of existence are that we have to deal with malaria. And for that reason, by mutation and selection, you get what actually has been said by Darwin already, you get all kinds of mutations that that will live on. I mean, if you have such a mutation in a non-malaria area, it's not an advantage, but it is an advantage the moment that you live in such an area and get infected. So we know that the answer to that has been not only in the hemoglobin, but also in the membrane, for instance, right, also in the metabolism, glucose-6-phosphate dehydrogenase. 10% of the world population has that gene. So we know that you adapt to some conditions. So I agree with you that I do not have a very good definition of a genetic disease. I mean, take PKU. So you cannot tolerate phenylalanine, and the reason for that is that it will destroy your brain. Let me just make a shortcut. But if you take such a child and you put the child in a different environment, being a diet in this case, with low phenylalanine, you have no problems with brain damage. And that means that you, well, what now is exactly the definition of a genetic disease? I wouldn't know, because if you change the environment,
right,
in this case diet, it doesn't precipitate to disease.
You know, you know what I said on the show, Dr. Mesquite? I said, if you have two people, they walk into a tavern, okay, and they're both stabbed in a violent act, and one dies and one lives, the geneticist wants to study the one that lived to see why they didn't die from the stab wound from a genetic perspective, when the answer is not to get stabbed in the first place.
Yes, right.
And so you're right. You're exactly right. Sure, everything can come down to genetics, but if the impetus for these problems is environment, the heck with genetics. Let's change what we have power over. Let's change the environment.
Right, right. And let's go back to the environment that we came from, because that's what we adapted to. And, of course, you're absolutely right. I mean, the genetics gives you the boundaries for your living. I mean, if I take 1 liter of hydrochloric acid and I drop that, you know that I shouldn't be doing that.
Right.
All right? Okay, that's not the right environment for me. But we also know that there are boundaries within our genome, in which we can adapt to the environment. We know how we do that. We do that by, if you look at the long run, we do that by mutation and selection. We do it on the short term, we do that by epigenetics. We know how we do that nowadays. And we also do it by sensors. And all of these things are under genetic control. So the genetic, of course, will tell you what are the boundaries with respect to the environment that you can adapt to. That means that if you go to Mars, you're probably not fit for that environment. You cannot even breathe, for instance. So you have to take your own environment with you. So environment is everything. And we came out of an environment. There was first an environment and then came a genome. And we do not realize that all the time because we think that we are so smart that we can change the environment all the time to our needs and to our pleasure. But after a certain while, you see that it doesn't work anymore. So the question is, what did we do? Well, we do not know. We have changed so many different factors that you tell me exactly what we did. So the only thing in my mind is what science is doing nowadays. They take all these factors one at a time, and they look what it does. And in randomized control trials, you're not going to find it because they all have interaction with each other. And the only thing that is just to reason, to sit down and think back for what the hell did we do? And we changed our environment, and there are so many factors. So the only environment is the environment that we came from on which we adapted. Now, let's try to reconstruct that. And you don't have to, you do not have to go literally back to that environment. I mean, you can mimic it. For instance, if you don't want to run behind pigs in order to catch them, you can go to the fitness room and run on the treadmill, okay? No problem. If you don't have to dig tubers or something like that, you can go to the supermarket, but don't take the wrong things. Take the vegetables and the fruits, and take the meat and especially the fish, and don't cremate it to something blackening that is completely loaded with the carcinogenic stuff and all kinds of things. I mean, do we have to do science in order to understand that? That's just nonsense.
Of course not.
Just use our hands again.
Yeah, I know, and that's part of my frustration, too. People don't use critical thinking any longer. Let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want you to summarize what you hope people take away from your research. We're talking with Dr. Fritz Mesquite. We're talking about Western diseases. They're in your control, whether you want to develop them or not. That's very empowering, but very scary as well. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA going after small family farms. They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really? And we're all thriving buying from these farmers. But the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong. You may not think that because you're not getting sick that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's aggressive strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make in a clinical trial. This resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the aggressive strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts, take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips.
Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength, gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise Choice Medicine. Medicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
What's happening? What's happening?
Hey! Hey!
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Fritz Mesquite. We're talking about westernized diseases, but they're really diseases of the entire world today. Very few developed nations you can go to where prevention is not even considered. Offered to patients today, and people act like disease is part of your destiny, and it's not. What do you hope, Dr. Mesquite, that clinicians take away from this paper?
Well, I'm in the healthcare system. I'm working in a hospital, and what I see is that doctors, medical doctors, although they had no education in lifestyle at all, or let's say the minimum, that they are more and more moving to that way. I mean, let's just wait another 5 years and they will tell you that they have invented it. I mean, it's always the same.
Right.
What I hope is that in the end, people will educate, especially, and teach these kind of things more in university. We should go to schools because we do know that the greatest hazard to get some kind of Western disease is if you have low socioeconomic status. We know that for a very long time already. So you should educate. The second thing that we should do is that we should, try to make some kind of paradigm shift. I do not like the word paradigm because, in my mind, the only paradigm in science is the one, the paradigms, you don't want those. And the only paradigm is never to accept the paradigm. That's the point.
Okay.
And we should shift our minds and understand that life is a balance. And all the different mechanisms that we are studying is balance. And, in the past, the only good bacteria was a bad bacteria. And that's not true, because you know that in the gut you need a balance between the good guys and the bad guys, and you cannot win it by just eradicate everything with antibiotics or whatever, because you will end up exactly in the reverse. And that holds true for everything that we are studying. So if we do something with vitamin D, we have to realize that vitamin K is as important. We know that vitamin D is good for your bones, that the calcification is promoted, but it will not be promoted if you do not have any vitamin K, because that will activate the protein on which the calcium has to be deposited. And the same holds true for vitamin D, and vitamin A. And I can go on for a lot of different. Let me just one more because that's so currently important that everybody talks about sodium.
Right.
But maybe sodium is not a problem.
Right.
We're looking at sodium, and we do know that the sodium intake that people are having at this moment at the average is exactly the one that brings about homeostasis with respect to your kidneys, because if you go lower and to the recommendations nowadays, we know that your renin goes up, and it means that your kidney wants to hold on to that sodium.
Right.
So the really problem is not sodium probably, but the fact that we are eating insufficient magnesium and potassium.
We're not getting enough potassium.
Calcium.
Yeah, we're not getting enough potassium.
And then we start a big discussion that maybe calcium increases cardiovascular disease. No, maybe it is not calcium, but it is the fact that we do not eat sufficient fruits and vegetables, because that's those are the foodstuffs from which the magnesium comes, especially. So we take it very easily. It is a reductionist, and I would like the scientists to have a much broader, holistic view. Some people call it systems biology, which is quite crazy because biology is by definition a system, right?
Right.
So it's a contradiction in terminus in my mind. But nevertheless, we have to have a holistic view. Do not do intervention studies with nutrients, but let's just do intervention studies with food again, and the kind of food that we have had in the past, and let's see what that does with our health. But the problem is that nobody's going to venture. We tried to do such an intervention study with a Paleolithic diet here in the Netherlands, and nobody wanted to venture. I can tell you could better ask for drugs, because then you will get the funding.
Right, right.
So we have to change that. And I hope that the next generation will be more smart than we, and that they will actually understand much better what Darwin has said, and that it is adaptation to the conditions of existence. I mean, he has said nothing about the survival of the fittest. That was Herbert Spencer 25 years before him. He has said two things. I mean, there are two driving forces. That's natural selection and conditions and adaptation to the conditions of existence. And he considered the last one the most important. Well, if we have really understood Darwin, then we should put that in every laboratory, so that we can again understand that there is some kind of balance that we need. And that's the life balance that we need to strive at.
The hard part is going to be getting the average person to understand that their health and longevity is going to be a result of changes that they have to make, because most people just want to take a pill, you know. So
yeah, but we have to that's part of the education. We have to teach starting in schools, but first of all we have to start teaching the teachers. Because we're fighting against those as well. I mean, I'm a professor in the pharmacy, and many of my colleagues are talking just about drugs and not about lifestyle. We do not get any education in that. So we should start in universities and go down to the youth and to try to convince them that there's no way that we could end in it's going to be a completely artificial world with all the drugs and all the things that we need in order to keep healthy.
Right.
But that's not the way. It's going to ruin us, actually, in my mind.
Listen, Dr. Mesquite, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Take care. All right, so also we want to thank Ken O'Neill for the first half of the show, the Transevolutionary Fitness Radio Show. You can go to his website, transevolutionaryfitness.com, and we'll see everybody tomorrow with an episode of Casual Friday. So don't miss that. We'll see you then.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.